Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 8th and the whole week ahead. Now this weekend is totally concentrated on a full moon in Capricorn. And as a Virgo for you, that's good. What it means is preparation when it comes to love and anything to do with your affairs of the heart. So there's something big about to occur. Something big is about to happen when it comes to you and love. Here's your Sunday stars. There's a full moon in Capricorn, and that full moon is in your fifth house. The fifth house is all about opening up your heart. It's about your heart's desire. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, and understand more about the fifth house. But the next 2 weeks is about closure when it comes to something that you've desired and always wanted, because it's about creativity, recreation, procreation. Here's your Monday stars. There's a few things that you need to get over, and probably the first one is get over yourself. I know that's a strange forecast, but it does mean that if you've got issues, if you've got difficulties in your life, they could stem from the way that you behaved or the way you've dealt with the situation. You're in a full moon period now, so this is a very good time for you to open up your life and open up yourself to new forces and new energies and embrace love. Here's your Tuesday stars. You put the moon in Aquarius, and for you as a Virgo, that means we're dealing with health and work issues. Today is particularly good if you're looking for a new employment, a new outlet, something which can really make full use of your gifts and talents in a working way. Business energies around you now are propitious and fortuitous. Here's your Wednesday stars. More of what we had yesterday. Basically, work and business matters are enhanced. So if you're looking for a new opening or somewhere to go, then try now. Look around, see what's out there. And at the same time, anything to do with health or medical matters is a good time for you to get checkups, get yourself sorted out. And because of the presence of Uranus, that very often means unorthodox areas of medical matters. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, yesterday I talked about unorthodox methods of medical healing. And today what I'm going to say to you is you need to do things now that is going to help recover a relationship. Maybe things have been down in the dumps and a little bit gloomy, but maybe it just needs exciting your partner more, or spicing up, or perhaps you're better off on your own. Who knows? Only you. And here's your Friday stars. The gloriousness of Mercury and Jupiter combining together is cerebrally great, celestially. It means that you can make choices and decisions now, because these two very intellectual planets come together and create wisdom. And so that means if you've got to come up with a yes or no situation and you've got to make a choice and decision, this couldn't be better. So now's the day to decide. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.